Welcome back to the National Defense. Nate Herron here in the studio. Haven't heard from me in a little while, but anytime we've got our friends from Ford in the house, particularly if we're talking the Ford Explorer, they put me on the task. We've got Andrew Staley. He is the Ford Explorer brand manager with some exciting news about America's favorite SUV. Andrew, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. Doing great. You know, the Ford Explorer has been the best-selling SUV since sport utility vehicles were invented. I'm just going to go ahead and make that claim right now. Not, I mean, maybe not. You know, they weren't sending them overseas during World War I, but best-selling. I've done my part. I'm on my third Ford Explorer right now. I've got a 2020 ST that I absolutely love, and it looks like Ford is ready to just kind of up the game a little bit more with the brand new Explorer. You guys are going to be at the Chicago Auto Show this week. Tell us what we need to look for in the 2025 Ford Explorer.
Yeah, absolutely. So America's all-time best-selling SUV, it just got better. So with over 8 million sold since 1990, I mean, that's a lot of customers, a lot of opinions, and a lot of feedback that we've listened to. So for 25 model year, we've done just that. We've kept what customers love, and we've added what they've been asking for. So starting at the exterior, arguably one of the most important parts of the vehicle. We're all guilty of it, parking the back row, walking into the supermarket. Always have to turn around and give your vehicle a second look. If it looks good enough, even snap a couple pictures, right? I know I've been there.
Guilty.
So Explorer doesn't disappoint. So from the front, I mean, it looks unmistakably Explorer. So a new, larger, bold grille, more vertical lines give it this sporty aesthetic, new headlamps, new fog lamps. The whole front fascia has been redone. At the rear, the liftgate is all new sheet metal. So the same treatment, new tail lamps, new lower fascia. And perhaps my favorite piece is this new light bar applique. So that's where the taillights are actually extending and illuminate onto the liftgate. So if you're following one of these at night, it's no mistaking that it's an Explorer. So it looks awesome.
So
in addition to... Go ahead.
I've got, you know, the Explorer, because I had a 98 and I had 2006. And up until that, I believe, was it model year 2008 when the body kind of really kind of changed up from what people have been accustomed to?
Mm-hmm.
Is this close to the 2024 in appearance, or is this a whole new ballgame? I haven't seen it yet because, you know, we want to make sure we got a surprise when it comes out. But how much does this look like what we saw in 24, 23, 22, back to 2020?
Yeah, similar to 2020 through 24, right? It's underpinned by that same CD6 platform. So that gives you the rear-wheel drive architecture that gives us the proportions that we're looking for, the driving dynamics that customers are looking for. So it's underpinned by that same platform. Okay. But from a front fascia, rear fascia standpoint, it's all new.
Well, I'm excited to see what that looks like, especially the grill. I got to count that the 2020, the ST, the honeycomb kind of pattern with it. There's a lot of muscle under the hood. And I think, you know, Ford is, I'm not saying the Explorer is the new muscle car for Ford, but I think an argument could be made, couldn't it?
It is the family muscle car.
There we go. The family muscle car.
That's
the muscle car you can buy. You get the midlife crisis, but you also have booster seats in the back. You need to have, you have that sort of thing. So speaking of the back seats, you, of course, Ford has really done a great job through the years with their infotainment system, which I've finally been able to wrap my mouth around and brain around in the last few years. But I see here you got something called Ford Blue Cruise. What's that?
Yeah, so Blue Cruise, excited to offer this for the first time on Explorer. That is hands-free highway driving. So we offered on a couple of Ford vehicles now, but excited to bring that over to Explorer for the first time. So that is hands-free, feet-free. Vehicle is controlling acceleration, braking, and steering on select highways. So whether you're in stop and go traffic on a daily commute or on a long road trip, I mean, it's making those experiences so much more enjoyable. Just the mental fatigue of having to be locked in onto the road for those long drives, to be able to relax a little bit, take your hands off the wheel and let the technology aid you a little bit, it's really a game changer as far as that technology goes.
Sure. We're talking to Andrew Staley, Ford Explorer brand manager here on the National Defense. And one of the things that drew me to the 2020 Ford Explorer was that the display. Do we still have the same kind of portrait versus landscape layout with the touchscreen there?
We have a whole new tear up as far as the interior goes. Okay. This is perhaps the most radical changes for 25 model year. It's all in the interior. So it was a complete tear up of the instrument panel, the dash, the screens, the seats, door panels, everything. So, we've meticulously crafted an environment with new materials, new colors, new textures. An example of like that lower console section that's to the right of your knee if you're the driver. All of that's wrapped and stitched. Door panels are all soft touch. So we've specifically went in and we removed uses of any hard black plastic. You'll see that from time to time on any vehicle interior. Mm-hmm. But by changing those to soft touch materials, everything's been elevated to nicer materials, and it really elevates the interior to near luxury status. It's really something to see. So, but with that came new screens as well. So we now have a 13.2-inch touchscreen, massive 13.2-inch touchscreen with a 12.3-inch digital cluster. So everyone's getting a digital cluster. Everyone's getting that same touchscreen, that standard equipment. And then powering those displays is an all-new infotainment system as well. So I agree with you. Word's hard to say. I've said it a couple times this week. But no, the system, it's a brand new system. It's Explorer's the first Ford vehicle to get it. So if you're familiar with the current systems, it's not Sync 3, it's not Sync 4, but really it's a revolution for in-vehicle infotainment.
Now, will that still utilize the Android Auto and Apple sort of, or is it its own platform?
It's its own platform, but we still offer Android Auto and Apple CarPlay if you choose to do that. So wireless Android Auto, Apple CarPlay are still available. But this system is a new revolution for the native system inside of the vehicle.
Sure. Well, you've got all sorts of tech packed inside the cabin there of the car. You got the 5G LTE modem, Wi-Fi hotspot. You've got almost a dozen. Well, not quite. I'm bad at math. 8 USB ports, including some in the third row. How, Andrew, if I'm punishing my kids for acting up on a drive from Kansas City to Denver, how am I going to punish them if in the back seat, if there's USB ports, they can charge all their stuff with it?
I mean, you might have to opt for device confiscation at that point.
The roof rack, I think that's frowned upon. Most highway patrols, they don't like it when you put the kids on the top. But
that's fair.
Yeah, get rid of all of that. And then if you've got the ST package, which, you know, I've been just blown away by the ST package and the Explorer the last few years. And you've got some real off-road ability with the ST. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So both on-road and off-road, whatever, choose your own adventure, if you will. Mm-hmm. So underpinning the ST, that's powered by the 3-liter V6 EcoBoost. So that's 400 horsepower, 415 foot-pounds of torque. And for those spirited on-road or on-track, I should say, drives, capable of speeds up to 143 miles per hour. So really a on-road performance vehicle there in that aspect. But if you choose to go off-road, there's options for that as well. So we have available four-wheel drive and then standard terrain management system. So that gives you 7 selectable drive modes to choose depending on the terrain you're driving. So whether that's deep snow or sand or trail or a tow haul mode, we have you covered in that aspect.
And I see here you got an upgraded trail camera for your car.
That's right. Yeah. So as part of the 360-degree camera on Explorer, we have cameras in the front that look out the side and in the rear. So if you're going up steep inclines or going down a steep incline, able to see what's in front of the vehicle.
Well, a big fan of Ford Explorer, big fan of Ford and all they do for our military and our veterans. And we're glad that you could. I got to take a peek at this Chicago Auto Show this weekend, be able to log on. Where can they find information here once you guys have officially unveiled the 2025 Ford Explorer?
Yeah. So words can only do it so much justice. I can talk about this thing for days on end, but to learn more and to see the new Explorer, head over to Ford.com.
All right. Well, Andrew, thank you so much. Any last thoughts on anything Explorer? I think we've covered all the bases.
I think that's covering all the bases. More to come. Stay tuned later this year. We'll have more exciting Explorer news to share. But we're excited to get the 2025 Ford Explorer up and running.
All right. Well, hope everyone that's in part of the unveiling there at the Chicago Auto Show has a great time with it and look forward to seeing these on the road. Thanks for your time, Andrew.
Thank you, sir.
You've been listening to The National Defense.